We will not always be able to maintain a steady attitude, for life will at times bring most of us to unease. We are so fond of fun. Ioning, our 551, chapter 16, L'Envoyé, the sending instinct is to spring to our feet. But we may stagger in dark alleys for a while if we demand of ourselves that we move ahead regardless. Let us rather feel, at such times, that we are worth the upkeep as we rest a while from pursuing our quest of service and love. Let us nourish ourselves, and give ourselves rest when we need time for our own healing. We need not aspire to be saintly when we feel beastly. That would do us little good. Being exactly ourselves is who we came to be. This is helpful to remember in times of trial. I do not know that there will be physical trial as part of the birth of fourth density on planet Earth. I hope not. However, I am aware of the number of prediaeons, from sources ancient and new, that global catastrophe awaits us in the early days of this new millennium. And I do not duck them, if they come. I only hope that, until I pass from this earth, I may be of service. Those of you who say, we ask you to look at these days not with trepidation and not with fear, but with enormous compassion. There will be, regardless of future events, great grieving and suffering among all peoples. We do not know what will occur in the future. It is always in the hands of free entities to choose the destiny of a people. Some of these free entities are imprisoned within their minds by concepts neither positive nor negative. This is a great confusion upon the mundane level. We ask you to move beyond it, and to be a portion of the ceaseless cry of prayer and supplication that rises so beautifully, so deeply, so richly at this time from your planetary surface, rises to the Infinite One in glory and beauty. Know that your prayers are heard. Know that you are not forgotten. 5. The messengers of the Confederation of Planets love to sound the call to meditation and prayer. It is a summoning to silence, and in my opinion, this simple invitation to silence is one of the central resources I have gleaned from this large archive of information that we have collected and tried to put into use in our life at L.L. Research. It is extremely easy to get caught up in the negative emotion of the world, at many levels. There is much negative energy around, in crimes and police riots, in court and in alley, in the many choices of people to separate themselves from each other by judgment, selfish manipulation and anger. In such a polarized outer world, it is said you have to enter into the combative thinking of the forces of light being pitted against the forces of darkness. I think many of us in the UFO field, experiencers, abductees, even researchers, are being elevated. I know that each of us who awakens is being elevated. But to what? In what way? Some of us have felt we were elevated. 552, Chapter 16, L'Envoyé, the sending to this great fight between the light and the dark. However, to my mind, this is a destruction for all awakened beings. We know the dragon of magnetic attraction and control will thrash its tail and perish in the course of evolution, in mid-sixth density. We know that in forgiving evil is our healing, not in combating it, in any density. Even if we wish to fight evil by standing with innocent victims, we need to know we are not combating anything, but witnessing to the light in joy. I feel strongly that the proper use of our dark side, that half of our universal self which is negative, once it has been known and mastered to a degree, has to do with implementing the full surrender of our wills to the will of the Infinite Creator. We did not come to fight the dark, but support the light. How to support the light? Certainly we must take thought upon that. In the Ra's first canto with our group in 1981, their first question to us was whether we had taken thought this day, and if so, what thoughts had we taken that day? It is a key question, in terms of the spiritual journey, for if we pay attention to our thoughts, we have much material with which to work in starting a powerfully if false spiritual acceleration in the rate of our transformation and evolution of mind, emotion and soul. We can work in so many ways to forward our hope in and passion for a more loving world. But beyond this level of work lies a place within our hearts where, When we arrive there, we realize that our first priority is the discipline of utter surrender to spirit, guidance or deity, however we choose to frame this force. As any approaches a personal or service-oriented cusp of decision, it is well to know that one has the requisite passion to accomplish what shall be and the courage to see it through. But then one may step back and ask the self to pause so that the spirit may go into the inner room and take all adornments off, all the things of the world, all the trappings of circumstance, all of the aura of success, of renown, of reputation and of desire itself. Lay it to one side and become of a quiet mind and a quiet heart, and say, here am I, what would you have me do? What is that highest and best that I may achieve and remain a stable person? What would you have me do? A few moments spent in this tabernacle, asking this simple query, aid one enormously in fitting into the regalia of life's circumstances, girded within with a promise to do that which has been desired in the highest way. One may then don the garments of reputation and success and be unswayed and unimpressed by the patter and the tap dancing that all of us are capable of achieving in one way or another. 6.553, Chapter 16, L'Envoyé, The Sending. What would you have me do? It is the question asked in the Bible by Jesus when he was hoping not to go to Jerusalem and lose his life. It was the response of Samuel when he finally realized his deity was calling him, and not his teacher, Eli. Speak, Lord, he said, for your servant listeth. 7 changed slightly, to what would you have me say? It is the question with which most channels approach contact with higher sources. Brother Philip, a member of an elder race of Earth that has remained in its inner planes in order to help lighten Earth even though its members have achieved fourth density graduation, said in 1956, through George Hunt Williamson, give support, in any way that is necessary, to your own channels. And know also that ye are channels. Do not depend upon them alone, for in that day which now approaches, the day of the great telling, it is necessary that you are all channels, in one way or another. And this is not by accident. You have chosen yourselves for this particular mission at this particular time. 8 This is a quote from a beautiful channeling, allegedly from a member of the elder race, one of the first that I ever heard, one that Don Elkins had brought to him from Detroit by Harold Price in 1961. It inspires me now as it did then, and that very inspiration leads me to talk a moment about this whole mythology, this mission, this day of the great telling, this whole system of thoughts I have talked and shared quotations about. For I know that on one level, this is mythology. I am fond of mythology. I have created the personal myth of my life. I have worshipped as a Christian, partaking in that mythological system with gusto and gratitude. And I have investigated, appreciated and followed in many ways the ethics of the UFO wonder or mythology. I have followed my heart, and it has unerringly led me here. I am passionate about this mission, about all of us telling our stories, about all of us making a critical difference for the lightening of planet Earth. And yet I am totally aware that all this area of inquiry is engulfed in far more mystery than sense. Spiritual discovery is discovery of the further nature of continuing mystery. For me there have been so many hundreds of realizations, small and large, so many times of Kyan, and yet I remain an ignoramus in the sense of being able to create a rational and airtight defense of my stature of faith and purpose. Am I really from another planet, as I seem to remember? Does it matter? Are the Confederation entities by whom I set such store as teachers entirely as they say they are? Does it matter? Once, I remember, I asked them if they could be termed angels. They replied in the affirmative. That confused things further, I thought. Is there an ascension or liftoff, or some other end-time whirligig? 554, Chapter 16, L'Envoyé, The Sending. That will spirit some away? Will there be a remnant that shall remain? If so, whose? Does it matter? In honesty, I am not sure that it does matter. The noumenal is just that. I think we move up and down vast numbers of layers and masks of meaning and disinformation in equal parts as we seek. We cannot make this metaphysical material behave like part of the physical universe. The spirit and its concerns are not linear. My general feeling, which I have come to over a 40-year period, is that although we cannot prove any of this to others, we can safely come to trust for ourselves that these strewures of principle, ideal, ethic and beauty exist, these voices from wider points of view exist and this mission to love Earth into new birth exists, but we must further our ministry by using our faith, our heart and our essence alone. The mission which we all have in common, the big one, is the ministry of being most deeply ourselves, and allowing our hearts to function naturally within the energy system of the bodies as light transducers, blessing light and sending it out into the world with a happy heart. The goal remains, despite all confusion, to keep the heart open and let the love flow through and nourish us all as creatures of light. Approach the moment with the resonance of eternity within your consciousness so that the mundane and grimy world cannot touch the light being that you are, nor can it touch your ability to as a channel for love and light. 9. How I long for that resonance of eternity and search for it when it is missing. If a new bloom or the sweet purr of my cat does not return me to the remembrance of love, then I must turn to those disciplines I have set about my life to increase my faith, those we have talked about in this handbook. They all have their uses at different times, but they all stem from one prior choice. The choice to have and price a simple and foolish faith. Those of Hatton say, oh, to have the faith that you to whom we speak now have. What a blessing you have, for to you all that is essential is shrouded in mystery. Only through faith do you understand that you are a spiritual being. Only through faith do you seek the truth and only through faith can you come alive and burn with an unquenchable flame. It is within your will and your power. It is not within ours. We refine. But you, my friends, you are mining. You are mining for your own precious heart. We wish you the right use of intellect, will and faith as you search and dig and search again, for the heart that lies beautiful and secret within you in the midst of this disheveled world which is third density. 10. 555, Chapter 16, L'Envoyé, The Sending in the Christian Mythology. It is said that the fields lie white with the harvest, as though we were all cotton ready to be plucked from the bowls. Harvest is also nigh in many other mythologies, however those end times are shaped by the strewure of the various myths. Something is up. From deep within all cultures comes the feeling that the winds of change are sweeping, accelerating, moving things along to a new heaven and a new earth. We have one anchor, our metaphysical identities. If we know who we are, at the very heart of our being, what we stand for, what we live for, what we would die for, we are those who can face the physical death with as much equanimity as flesh generally attains. However we frame that knowledge, I feel it safe to say that we can all agree that we are creatures of divine love or unity with deity. We are part of the force that creates and destroys all things including time and space. I choose to call that force, that logos, love. And I feel that as is our nature, so need to be our thoughts and ions those of love. As Brother Philip says, in your own work, feel the affinity that your own heart might have with all your brothers and sisters throughout all space. I speak now of a love that is not physical, although on this planet, love is always relegated to a physical expression or experience. I speak of a love that is not even essentially mental, or a love of brotherhood which transcends female-male love. I speak even of a love that goes beyond the love of Christ. We are all one, beloved ones. And to love others is only to love yourself. When you meet men and women in your daily invites, each and every one, no matter what type they may be, look at them as part of the Father. Try to love each other with a love that is beyond that which is comprehended upon the earth. The voice that calls out from all space, and all inhabited planets, is a voice of love. If man on earth could only see, and could only hear. But what is more, if he could only understand, love one another, beloved ones, for this alone is enough. Prepare yourselves now for that time which is so close that you could reach out and touch it. For, beloved ones, the kingdom is not at hand. The kingdom is here. 11. The kingdom of heaven, The fourth density experience is here. It is within us, in the open and flowing heart. The time to serve is now. And I send each reader forth just as Don Elkins sent me forth on a voyage of self-discovery, learning and service so many years ago. We can do this. We can tell our stories to each other. We can love ourselves, and we can love each other. We can call ourselves to remembrance of who we are when we find ourselves wandering far from prisoners of truth and light. We can breathe deeply and enjoy the companions or the quiet solitude that we dance within for this. 556, Chapter 16, L'Envoyé, The Sending Sacred Moment. We can look for ways to foster, to strengthen and to do small acts of kindness that will never be found out. We can find ways to humble our pride and encourage our better sides. But most of all, we can love. And so I send us all forth as light workers, brothers and sisters of the open heart, children and messengers of love. The world is hungry for this gift. Let us burn with the love of giving. And let us bring each other home. The sun is halfway down the afternoon sky as I type this last paragraph of the handbook. We at L.L. Research promise to be here, so long as we are physically able, and to respond to all correspondence we receive. We wish to honor, support and encourage all awakened beings of Earth who pass our way. Please join us and many other lightworkers around the globe who are walking a watchtower of love. Let us all be harvesters of Earth at this time of its sacred birthing of new world from mold. Carl Elizabeth Rucott, August 28, 2000. The Magic Kingdom, 557, Chapter 16, L'Envoyé, The Sending, 1-2-3, UO. Transcript dated November 4, 1990, p. 8. Idem, transcript dated September 22, 1991, pages 2-3. Dana Redfield, The ET Human Link, We Are the Message, Charlottesville, VA, Hampton Roads Publishers, c. 2000, p. 76. Hatton, transcript dated January 5, 1986, pages 1-2. UO, transcript dated January 13, 1991, p. 2. Idem, transcript dated May 10, 1992, p. 2. The Holy Bible, I Samuel 3:10. Brother Philip, transcript from a tape recording dated 1956, channeled by George Hunt Williamson, p. 2. UO, transcript dated July 23, 1989, p. 3. Hatton, transcript dated December 9, 1984, p. 4. Brother Philip, transcript dated 1956, pages 3-4. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 558. Glossary Alchemy, generally, the ways of transformative power, specifically, the medieval science of attempting to transform base metals into gold, also, finding the universal cure for disease and prolonging life thereby. Apple, from George Hunt Williamson's book, The Sources Speak, London, Neville Spearman, 1963, a term used interchangeably with wanderer, indicating those souls from higher densities who choose to be born into the earth plane to help in the evolution of its population but who go through the same forgetting process as all earth natives do upon birth. Brothers and Sisters of Sorrow, from the Law of One books, another term for the confederation of planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. These entities are all fourth density or higher and further their own growth by serving those of third density who call for their aid. Catalyst, something that without itself being changed is a trigger for our ability to grow, a neutral instigator of events and processes in our life pattern. These processes are then interpreted by each individual involved according to personal idiosyncrasies, each person seeing something a little differently. The opportunity is to work with Catalyst until it can be processed internally in such a manner that increased awareness, or experience, is gained. Chakras, the Ra group used the term, energy centers, interchangeably with the Hindu and Buddhist term, chakras. The term rays was used to represent the seven locations from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. In the chakras are stored 7 kinds of spiritual energy that correspond to centers within our energetic bodies and the various kinds of lessons or energy expenditures that we undertake during our lives. Channeling, the process of a person speaking the words of a discarnate entity who uses the person as a medium, instrument, vessel or channel. Confederation of planets in the service of the infinite creator, or simply confederation. See brothers and sisters of sorrow above. Densities, the basic levels or dimensions of creation formed of light, with each succeeding density being more densely packed with light. There are 7 in number in each Orbe of creation, with the 8th density of the present creation equaling the 1st density of the next cycle of evolution of the creator. 559. Glossary. Discipline of the personality. The metaphysical price of balancing distortions within one's energy centers with the goal of being able to respond with total compassion to all catalyst that comes before one's notice and being unswayed by any other emotion. Distortion, a true heuristic which varies from the Logos or one infinite creator in its pure form. Everything is a distortion, then, from free will and light on down through all manifested forms and universes. Within our personality sthriya, we are said to choose certain distortions at the pre-incarnative or soul level for the purpose of working on balancing our essential or soul nature during the current incarnation. Distortion is not a pejorative term, as all things are distortions of the Creator. The general idea is to lessen the degree of that distortion, by learning to vibrate more and more as the Logos. Evolution. The movement of consciousness from one density of light into the next higher density of light. The movement through each succeeding density of light will require that we be able to use the light in more and more refined ways of learning and serving. Evolution begins in first density with the elements, continues in second density with the evolution of body complexes, moves on in second density to the development of mind, body complexes. In the third density occurs the development of mind/body/spirit complexes, according to the Ra group. Evolution from this point forward is of the body/mind/spirit complex. Graduation. The movement of entities from one density of light to the next higher density of light according to their ability to use the increased frequency of light for learning and service. Harvest. The time when graduation from one density to another is appropriate. Our Earth's third density is in such a harvest season now. Initiation, the rites, ceremonies, ordeals or instruations with which one is made a member of a say, society, etc. in metaphysical terms, the undertaking of a certain level of lessons that require great efforts and dedication and, if successfully completed, will result in a new level of awareness for the seeker. When going through this, the seeker often experiences what has been called the dark night of the soul. When this occurs, the effort and dedication are best pointed towards living in faith. Karma, the concept that ones present to fix one's future challenges and experiences, destiny or fate. The balancing of karma generally involves forgiveness. 560. Glossary. Metaphysics. A philosophical means of looking at the nature of the self and the world about the self. In this handbook, the word metaphysical is used to describe the non-physical world, the world of thoughts, ideals, emotions and spirit. The physical world is seen as the space, time universe which is ruled by Euclidean geometry. The metaphysical world is seen as the time/space universe where infinity and eternity hold sway. Mind/body/spirit complex, the Ra group's term for a person. The Ra see people as comprised of complexes of energy that express in 3 distinct ways, yet which function as an unbreakable unit within an incarnation. The body complex forms in early second density in a Moebi, with the mind complex joining to create the mind, body complex in later second density plants and animals and the spirit complex joining with the mind, body complex to create the mind/body/spirit complex at the beginning of the third density. With all 3 complexes in place we are complete, in that we have all the tools necessary to make our metaphysical choice of polarity in this third density experience and to continue our revolution beyond it. Polarizing, enhancing, exaggerating, increasing, strengthening. In the process of spiritual evolution from third density to fourth, it is said that we must polarize either towards the positive or negative principles of service to others or service to self in order to become eligible for graduation in this our third density harvest. In order to be harvested as a positive graduate, a service to others polarization of 51% of one's ions intended to serve others is required, according to the Ra group. For graduation as a negative spirit, a service to self-polarization where 95% of one's ions are intended to serve the self is required. Pre-incarnative choices, distortions or biases in our personality that we choose for ourselves before each incarnation so that we will have the opportunity to use them in the lessons of learning and service within each lifetime. Our larger goal is the gradual refining and balancing of our energy centers and soul selves through our many lifetimes of work. Psychic greeting or psychic attack, the situation where a person attracts the attention of a negatively oriented discarnate entity by the strength and purity of his, her seeking for truth. To stand close to light requires the seeker to reflect that light purely. Any choice away from the level of expressing the light that the seeker is capable of will provide an opening through which the negative entity can enhance or intensify that disharmonious choice. Physical, mental, emotional and spiritual distress may be experienced as a result. The recommended response is to discover and accept the distortion within the dark side of the self which has provided the chink which allowed there. 561. Glossary greeting. And gently to place it back within the dark side whence it came, then to heal the disharmonious choice by forgiving the self for the chink and the sender for offering the opportunity for suffering and fear. No attack or greeting is possible without the disharmonious choice first by the seeker, and our humanity defines us as those with imperfections or distortions. We are all open to psychic greeting when we presume to seek the light of truth. I stopped using the term attack and began using the term greeting some 20 years ago, to take the fear element out of the situation since it is fear that the negative entity counts as a great ally in the greeting effort. Service to others, the path of radiation and open-hearted giving. The positive polarity where the seeker attempts to see and serve the Creator in all. The intention to serve others in at least 51% of one's efforts will qualify the seeker for graduation into fourth density light. The path of that which is, unity. Service to self. The path of magnetism and control. The negative polarity where the seeker attempts to cause others to serve the Creator in the self. The intention to control others to serve the self must be present in at least 95% of the seeker's efforts for graduation into the fourth density in the negative sense. The path of that which is not, separation. Social memory complex, term first used by the Ra to denote a group consciousness where the thoughts of all are open to everyone. The spiritual seeking also is harmonized and the power to learn and to serve others is enhanced by the open sharing of thoughts between all members of the grouping. Imagine Jung's concept of the collective unconscious of humanity becoming a conscious reality so that everyone on earth knew the mind and experiences of everyone else. Space/time, our current, visible, physical reality. Also known as the illusion in which we live and move and have our incarnative being. The area in which our learning and balancing occur. Time/space, our invisible, metaphysical reality such as we inhabit when we dream, meditate or experience any form of altered state of consciousness. Veil of forgetting, a cover or cloak which falls at birth and hides the subconscious roots of mind from the conscious mind in order that the process of evolution through third density might be made more efficient. Memories of previous incarnations are also hidden from the conscious mind so that the focus of the present incarnation might be undiluted. The rationale is that the basic lessons of third density involve living by faith, and faith only comes into sway when nothing is known. 562. Glossary Vital Energy, the combined energy of the mind, the body and the spirit. Also known as Elan, vital and spiritual energy. Walk in. An entity from fourth density or higher who makes an agreement with a third density inhabitant to enter the inhabitant's physical body and take responsibility for the remainder of the third density incarnation while the former third density entity rests in the astral level appropriate to its level of consciousness of the light. The walk-in also has an agenda of its own, in addition to fulfilling the original person's lifetime plan.